J-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you did it. You're caller 20.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nicely done. You got tickets to the Social Distortion show. It's a private show at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. And you're in the drawing on Monday to go see them again in Zurich, Switzerland.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Thank you.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On the show today, Jimmy Kimmel back in some made-up trouble again. Today, by the way, is the CHP, quote, maximum enforcement period. So while you're driving today, they are going to be looking for speeding specifically and pulling as many people over as they can. That's happening today. People are dumb in What's Up with Florida. A pastor who wrote a book on how to love your wife properly was found with two wives. I don't know that bigamy was part of his book. The 420 catch of the day on the way. That's our new music feature in the 5 o'clock hour. We've got tickets for Netflix as a joke with Shane Gillis. And we will continue to qualify you to see Social Distortion in Zurich, Switzerland. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
If you are speeding, today might not be the day.
People who are speeding on the freeway might want to take their foot off the gas as the CHP begins its 24-hour maximum enforcement period.
That is today and this afternoon, so if you are on the streets, on the freeways, you risk a ticket if you go fast. Details coming up. Social Distortion is going to be playing a private show in the In-N-Out Burger sound space here at K-Rock. And then we're also going to get you qualified for a drawing to see them again in Zurich, Switzerland. Your next chance to qualify comes up in about 20 minutes. Today, the CHP is cracking down on speeding. It's called their maximum enforcement period. Started at 6 a.m. this morning.
People who are speeding on the freeway might want to take their foot off the gas as the CHP begins its 24-hour maximum enforcement period.
Today's the day. The CHP is going to try and pull over as many people as they can for speeding.
Drivers, beware. Just in time for your commute. Be advised, the California Highway Patrol throughout the state will be blanketing highways just like this one here in the Newhall Pass, and they're looking for speedsters.
Speedsters? Sounds so official.
So, slow down. Do not have a lead foot, because if you speed, 9 times out of 10, they're going to get you.
Not sure if that's a scientific number, 9 out of 10, but they are looking for you today. You know, we haven't done is ask drivers what they think about it.
We talked to one motorist who says she can't afford a ticket because gas prices are killing her.
We're definitely employing methods to go ahead and conserve on gas. I've never been pulled over, so I don't know what a big fat speeding ticket looks like.
And you don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know.
I'm on the freeway talking about the CHP pulling over people for speeding, and I found the only person alive who's never been pulled over for speeding.
California Highway Patrol launching a 24-hour maximum enforcement period, cracking down on drivers who speed. The operation begins at 6 a.m., running through early Wednesday morning.
Well, let's interview somebody else. Come on.
Maybe like 2 miles back, they were already pulling over people. Yeah.
I don't want a ticket. I don't even want to deal with the Highway Patrol, so I try to stay, you know, under the speed limit.
That guy doesn't want a ticket, so he's going to drive under the speed limit. Insightful.
Speeding continues to be a dangerous, deadly problem throughout the state. Some motorists say they see drivers acting like the highway is more like a NASCAR racetrack.
So is it bad out there? It's pretty bad. Yeah, it sure is.
Sure is it bad? Yeah, it sure is.
Last year alone, CHP officers issued more than 491,000 speeding tickets statewide. Preliminary data showing speeding contributing to more than 110,000 crashes.
Oh, man, I'm making fun of the way they're reporting this story, but it's serious.
Killing over 400 people and injuring 68,000.
That is not great. But can I have a driver say something generic about this story?
I think always people need to slow down.
Thank you, ma'am.
The crackdown comes as the CHP rolls out a new program with the DMV called FAST, designed to quickly flag drivers caught going more than 100 miles per hour. Those cases are automatically sent to the DMV, where licenses can be suspended or revoked.
You need a wake-up call. You're going to go to the penitentiary.
We've got tickets for you to see Social Distortion at the private show in the In-N-Out Burger sound space here at K-Rock. And you also get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in Zurich, Switzerland. Your chance to qualify is coming up in about 5 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Alba.
Alba, you are caller 20.
That's amazing.
Congratulations. You win tickets to see Social D in the In-N-Out Burger sound space here at K-Rock. That's next week. And then you're also in a drawing to see them again in Switzerland.
Oh, man, that would be a dream. And I have an aunt that lives there.
So do you?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Awesome. My daughter will be so happy with that.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. My good friend Jimmy Kimmel into some fake hot water again. And last night, he addressed it on his show.
Very nice.
If you ever go to the Jimmy Kimmel show, chant his name. It really makes him uncomfortable.
You know how sometimes you wake up in the morning and the first lady puts out a statement demanding you be fired from your job? We've all been there, right? As you know, they had to cancel the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington on Saturday night after a man with multiple guns and knives crashed the party and may have shot a Secret Service officer. Fortunately, the guy was wearing a bulletproof vest and is okay. They're not sure exactly what happened, but they got the guy. He was charged today. No one was hurt, thank goodness. A lot of people were shaken up on a night that is supposed to be lighthearted. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, if you don't know, it used to be an annual event before Trump showed up, but every year they'd have a comedian.
That is true. He's not exaggerating. That actually happened every year until Donald Trump.
Roast the room. The president, the vice president, members of the press, everybody got roast. I did it once. I hosted it. It was a lot of fun. But this year, they said, no comedian. We're bringing in a mentalist instead. So on Thursday.
So this happened on Thursday night, 3 days before the actual event.
3 days before the event, in order to keep that cherished tradition alive, I did my own version of the Correspondents' Dinner on my show. I put on a tuxedo. We pretended we had an audience of luminaries. We used old footage of the Trumps, of Pete Hegseth, J.D. Vance, Kid Rock, Vanilla Ice, all the members of his cabinet. And we made it seem like they were all together in a room. We had a little roast. Again, this was Thursday, and there was no big reaction to it until this morning.
So this was Monday morning, yesterday.
When I greeted the day facing yet another Twitter vomit storm. And a call to fire me from our First Lady, Melania Trump, saying I should be fired because of a joke I made, again, 5 nights ago.
What is a joke that's so offensive that Jimmy should be fired?
It was a pretend roast. I said, our First Lady, Melania, is here. Look at her, so beautiful. Mrs. Trump, you have a glow like an expectant widow, which obviously was a joke about their age difference and the look of joy we see on her face every time they're together. It was a very light roast joke about the fact that he's almost 80 and she's younger than I am. It was not, by any stretch of the definition, a call to assassination. And they know that. I've been very vocal for many years speaking out against gun violence in particular.
But they did pick it up and run with it like Jimmy meant for that shooting to happen, which is absurd.
But I understand that the First Lady had a stressful experience over the weekend, and probably every weekend is pretty stressful in that house. And also, I agree that hateful and violent rhetoric is something we should reject.
That was one of the things that the president of the United States is claiming other people do a lot, which is hateful and violent speech.
I do, and I think a great place to start to dial that back would be to have a conversation with your husband about it, because should point out, Donald Trump is allowed to say whatever he wants to say, as are you and as am I, as are all of us, because under the First Amendment, we have, as Americans, a right to free speech. But with that said, I am sorry that you and the president and everyone in that room on Saturday went through that. I really am. Just because no one got killed doesn't mean it wasn't traumatic and scary. And we should come together and be best. We really should. But if you want us to believe that a joke I made 3 days before this dinner had any effect on anything that happened, well, then maybe someone should look into this psychic lady, too.
This is Carolyn Levitt, the night of the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
This speech tonight will be classic Donald J. Trump. It'll be funny. It'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired tonight.
You know what? You know who's going to be furious when she hears that? White House Press Secretary Carolyn Levitt.
Yeah, and I think the point is she didn't have anything to do with it either. We have a new music feature here on K-Rock. It is the 420 Catch of the Day coming up in about an hour on K-Rock. A religious leader and a relationship guru who wrote a book called Love Her Like This, Loving Her Has Never Been Deeper. Married two women. Turns out that's bigamy and it's illegal. What's Up with Florida is on the way on K-Rock. We are going to have Social D in the building on Tuesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. They are playing the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. We've got more tickets to give you, along with a chance to qualify to see them in Zurich, Switzerland. That's coming up in about 20 minutes.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reiter's What's Up with Florida?
A pastor in Florida who wrote a book on how to love your spouse. Let's see, he wrote this book in 2017. It was called Love Her Like This. Loving Her Has Never Been Deeper. This dude is a religious leader and a relationship, quote, guru. He's been arrested on bigamy charges in Florida after reportedly announcing he had married his second wife on his Facebook page. Leslie Williams is his name. He updated his Facebook status to married, which he already was, even posting a picture of his new wife, Cindy, along with the caption, "Thanks for all the wonderful comments," referencing my saved, beautiful, and talented wife, Mrs. Williams. She's saved for real. Praise God. The police started investigating the 62-year-old because they believed that he was still married. They visited this man at his home in Florida, at which point he was arrested. He was then taken into custody and booked into the county jail without bond. Turns out bigamy is a federal crime in most U.S. states, and if found guilty, offenders can receive fines and even jail time. Leslie Williams is the head of Leslie Williams Ministry, and their mission statement reads, "At Leslie Williams Ministries, our mission is to spread the message of hope and love through faith in Jesus Christ and prepare as many as we can for the end days, even if I have to marry them one at a time." Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't write that. That's me.
Feel good? Feel like a big man?
Let's be honest. You guys know how that song ends. Let's go some turnstile on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Ray, I'm calling from Westminster.
Ray in Westminster, you're caller 20.
Woo! Let's go!
Yeah! Nicely done. You got tickets to see Social D for the private show here on May 5th, which is Tuesday at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space.
Oh,
you're also in the drawing for another chance to see him in Switzerland.
So good. I cannot wait to be there on Soundstage.
Let's go, Ray Ray!
Yeah, thank you, Kevin and Megan.
Megan Holiday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a shocking incident in Charlotte, North Carolina is going viral after a drunk driver drove onto a Topgolf driving range, turning the night into chaos. And here is the story.
Not using a driver, but literally driving as people were hitting golf balls at one of Charlotte's Topgolf locations. This police report shows that joyride caused about $5,000 worth of damage.
Everybody was really just confused. Everybody didn't really understand what was going on at first.
It's not something you see every day or really any day.
He drove through the back net with his car and then he just started driving around. His car was bashed up, his headlights were out, and he I don't think he even knew what he was doing.
Burhan tells me he saw the man at the bar earlier in the night.
The bartenders had to cut him off and obviously they made the right choice.
The ride lasted about 10 minutes, leaving the dozens of golfers there at the time almost at a loss for words.
It was pretty surreal. Everybody had to stop and not hit golf balls anymore.
Burhan says Topgolf employees eventually guided the driver off the range.
Please, they stopped hitting golf balls. I would have immediately started targeting that car.
A Topgolf spokesperson released a statement saying, in part, "The safety of our players and playmakers is our top priority, and we are grateful that no one was injured."
Good times at Topgolf. Number two, a shocking video from Mexico shows a 59-year-old woman surrounded by a swarm of Africanized bees on a public street.
Oh, no.
She was stung over 200 times and somehow was calmly standing there holding on to a pole while trying to protect herself. as the bees just completely covered her. Emergency teams and the Mexican army arrived and used a chemical spray to disperse the swarm and rescue her.
Oh my God.
There's just a dude in tactical gear spraying this woman like he's putting out like a fire extinguisher, wow. Like putting out a fire. She was taken to the hospital. She's okay. But this was the craziest video ever. And number three, Torrance police are warning people to stay away from an unpermitted beach party planned for Saturday at Rat Beach after organizers allegedly blocked the police department on social media. The event was promoted online by an account called @socialfunctions, and they did not get the required permits. Officers say they tried reaching out directly but were unable to make contact after being blocked. The flyer advertises the party starting at 3:30 p.m. and going till the cops come, with the exact location set to be revealed the day of. Police say the gathering could be shut down and may lead to fines or other enforcement action. So I just feel like the police have done a really good job of promoting what sounds like a really fun party on Saturday at Rat Beach. So well done. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Cryogen is the name of a new Muse song from their upcoming album, The Wow Signal, which comes out June 26th of this year. Their touring plans, they have a North American summer tour called The Wow Signal Tour. And the final date of the tour is the one that we've been giving you tickets to for August 31st at the Hollywood Bowl here in Los Angeles. This is Cryogen. It is new Muse, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is brand new Muse called Cryogen. It is from their new album, The Wow Signal, that comes out June 26th. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Social Distortion will be here at K-Rock in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space next week.
Getting you into that, and also on the standby boarding list to see them in Zurich. It's coming up.
It is world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. Did a story earlier today out of Florida, of course, where a pastor who wrote a book on how to love your spouse.
Okay.
He wrote a book called Love Her Like This, Loving Her Has Never Been Deeper.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
I love that title. He married a second woman.
What?
While still married.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's called bigamy. It's a federal law that they broke, and he is now awaiting trial in Florida.
Oh, my God.
But how dumb. I mean, the guy, I guess this is like 2017, 2018, wrote a book on how to love your wife. So
yep.
It seems like people might be watching his personal life a little closer
absolutely.
Than most.
Well, and if you're known in your community and
yes.
you're known to be married,
yes.
and then all of a sudden you're married to someone else, then it's a little
everybody
sus.
Goes, hey, what's up with
you
that?
You're married already.
Yeah. So this guy got arrested for bigamy, and it occurred to me that we don't have to go that far, but we were all kind of dumb at one point in our lives.
Oh, sure.
And the question is, the topic for today is juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend. At some point in your life, you were juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend. Or it's not settled quite that you're boyfriend, girlfriend yet, so you're juggling two, three,
while you make a decision, I guess.
People, sure. The phone number is 800-520-1067. Juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend.
And for the best call or text, we're going to send you to see Shane Gillis and friends at the Hollywood Bowl on May 4th.
Juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend. 800-520-1067. Taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend.
The 661 said, as an ugly looking ass dude, I've never experienced anything like this. LOL.
Sorry, dude.
Oh my God.
800-520-1067. K Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Raylene.
Hi, Raylene. You're caller 20. You win. You got tickets to the show Tuesday at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K Rock, and you're also on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in Zurich, Switzerland.
Yes, I'm ready. I got my passport ready.
Listen, maybe it wasn't your best moment, but we are taking your phone calls. If you are juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we're going to send you to see Shane Gillis and friends at the Hollywood Bowl on May 4th.
All right, you were juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah, so my name's Javier from Chino, and I was dating this one girl. We're just going to call her Yeah Yeah.
Okay.
And so anyway, you know, we were just going to the gym, kind of doing things like that of that nature. We'd go out to eat after. And, you know, I knew she had, like, a couple of gym buddies or stuff like that of that nature. So I didn't, like, give it no thing, you know, at first. And then all of a sudden she calls me one day. She's drunk at Disneyland. She gets kicked out of Disneyland. She's like, I'm here with this dude. He's staring at my friend. They're hitting it off. They're laughing. Like, I can't stand this. Like, I'm watching this all unfold in front of me right now. Like, we're getting kicked out of Disneyland because we're drunk. Come pick me up.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, I was in the understanding. I said, that's a big favor, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
My ass goes. I pick her up. I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's go see what's going on. Let me be the friend. Or, like, you look, we at least had that relationship where we had a good understanding, communication and stuff. So I'm like, she needs some help here. Let's go see what the hell's going on.
Right.
So I go pick her up. We're arguing. She's like, you have a whole ass, like, girlfriend or this and that. And I'm like, you're over here at Disneyland with your dude. Like, you can't get mad at me. It overflowed. It's either going to blow up now or it's going to blow up later. That's all I got to say.
So both of you guys were also dating other people.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Sounds solid. That's solid decision making. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You were juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend?
Three boyfriends at the same time.
Same time.
Oh, in fact, all three of them surprised me with marriage proposals pretty much within a week of each other.
Whoa.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So what did you do?
You accepted all three, I assume.
No, I wasn't the bigamy person. No, I decided that one of them was the one I loved, and I ended up marrying him, and we have a beautiful family and very happy.
Was that a difficult break from the other two?
I did make the mistake of asking one of them to be the photographer at my wedding.
Oh, my God, dude.
You are dumb.
Sorry.
Wow.
800-520-1067. You were juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend. Taking your phone calls and texts on juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend.
714 said, I was dating three Mikes before cell phones were a thing. The hardest part was unhelpful messages that said, Mike called for my roommates.
We want to send you to Switzerland to see Social Distortion.
And get you into seeing them at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space. Be Caller 20 coming up at 6 on K-Rock.
Taking your phone calls on juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend.
Currently had two girlfriends at the time. This happened like last week, by the way.
Last week?
So, okay.
Yeah, okay. Last week. But yeah, I have two girlfriends and I was, I guess, trying to get a third, you know. And
I guess.
So I was taking the third one to the beach, you know, just showing her what's up and stuff. And I forget to mute the other two. And sure enough, there was messages from both of them, you know, asking me where I was at, what I was doing and whatnot. And, of course, she had a hold of my phone when that happened. And that did not go well.
So the girl you took to the beach was looking at your phone when the other two girls were texting you to see where you were.
Yeah, exactly.
So what did she say to you?
She just went off on me, and we were sitting at the beach, you know, and people were looking at us all crazy and stuff. And
so I'm assuming you don't have a third girlfriend now.
I'm assuming you don't have any.
No, I have the other two still. The third one, I just, yeah.
Oh my God. Third one,
I got rid of real quick.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. K-Rock, hello.
Hello. It's not me, but my mom told me a long time ago that when she was in college, she dated five Bobs at the same time.
Five guys named Bob?
Yep. And she said that she told me that the only way she could figure out which one it was she had to get into the conversation about 2 to 3 minutes to figure out which one it was.
Oh,
what? It just turned out that way, I assume.
And she married my dad, whose name is David. That's pretty
wow.
good.
Wow. But she had a Bob kink for a while.
Pretty much. Gone.
It's frightening.
I'm like, Mom, like, really, Mom? Like, really?
K-Rock, hello. You're juggling more than one girlfriend or boyfriend?
Yes, sir. More than two girls, all by the same name, Mel, Melissa, and Melina.
Oh, my God. How does this happen?
How do you keep them straight in your texts?
I call them all Mel.
Right.
So you just treat them all as one person.
just all as one person, and I don't get them confused by names. Kind of like, hey, Mel, what are you doing later? Like, hey, Mel, can you pass me this? So I never get them confused.
Wow.
And how long has this been going on?
This has been going on for the last 8 months.
Wow.
And none of them know about each other.
No, the longest one I've been with is 10 years. Her name's Mel.
Right, you got that.
I live in L.A. She's from the L.A. Empire. It's just complicated. I'm just drifting as I go with the wind.
Wow. Gotcha. Yeah, you are. You right. Sure are.
Right. Just drifting like the wind.
We got to get that tattooed.
Drifting with the wind.
I'm just drifting as I go with the wind, man. Oh, my God.
All right. We have to pick a winner for the tickets for Netflix is a joke.
Yes. Yeah, so I really liked the woman that had three boyfriends and then they all proposed.
Within a week
of each other, she picked one that she's still married to today, and her name is Laura.
Laura, hi.
Hi.
So it really made us laugh that you had one of the three guys be the photographer at your wedding.
I know. But, you know, I have to say, he didn't show up, but that's okay. We had lots of pictures still. But we are still friends today.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well done. Well played.
Honestly. I'm like, you must be a real catch, Laura. That's what I'm sensing.
Well, that was back in the 80s. So
hey, don't discount yourself, now, Laura.
If somebody says you're a catch, you say yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. Still got it going on.
All right. You want tickets for Netflix is a joke, Shane Gillis.
At the Hollywood Bowl on May 4th.
Awesome. That's great.
Well done.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you. We have a private show with Social D at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock.
So win your way into that and get qualified to see them again in Zurich, Switzerland. Be caller 20 coming up at 6 on the world famous K-Rock.